decided to go off in so many different directions. So why was it so hard to find
this guy?
Yeah.
I think because when the whole film production ended, it was a little chaotic, and some people grabbed some cans, and grabbed some
sunscreen,
and it just kind of got dispersed
in
that
way. I'm just stalling, waiting for my battery to come up here, okay? All right, now we're here with Bob Weir.
Yeah.
And the standard question I've got for you is, you guys have always taken an attitude of not liking to look back. I mean, I've just seen it time and time again. So here we are looking at 34-year-old performances. What's your excuse?
You know, at this point, I'm not ashamed to relive this because this was one of the high points of my life. You know, I can't tell you how much fun we managed to pack in and how much music we managed to pack into a short week. And to go back there, you know, I just get sort of, I've seen a rough cut of this. And I get kind of a little giddy thrill about, you know, I get a little taste of of that feeling that we had back then. You know, this was a once-in-a-lifetime kind of deal. And I'm not going to get all nostalgic about it, and I'm not going to dwell on it. But
sometimes it's
really
worth looking
fun.
Back, isn't it?
Sometimes it's
so
worth
you've seen a rough cut?
Yeah.
I was looking for one memory you might have that you know isn't in the movie that you know is lost.
Oh, the night or the afternoon, or I think it was actually a morning that Janice and I were one of the few people up, and there was this writer, and he was singing this song. Me and Bobby McGee, and we were taken by the song, and so we sat down and you know, and we sort of I took one verse and write it, and she'd take the other verse and write it out, and then we got the verses, and the chords are pretty simple, and then we made a pass at it, and I think it may be on the soundtrack a little bit, but I don't think there were any cameras there, and we learned the song, and at the end of the song, I wasn't done singing, so I started la-di-da-ing it and yodeling a little bit and all that kind of stuff.
Is that's your stuff a lot?
Yeah, and that, and she picked up on that, and that became the standard arrangement for the tune.
And the guy on the train was Chris Christopherson?
No, he was some writer from, I think, Kansas, and he did a really stiff rendition of it. We were still struck by the song.
Oh, that was your first exposure to it.
Yeah, that was the first time I'd ever heard it, or she had.
That's a great story.
And yeah, again, what are you most struck by in terms of how you performed then and what you would have done now? What do you think of your 34-year-old past self?
You know, I'd have played more jazz chords, and I'd sung probably a little better. But you know, I was pretty hot back then. You know, that was one of my hot periods.
Yeah, again, I just want to ask you for your opinion on current musicians and the main ingredients that you think are missing from the music back then as compared to now.
I'm not the right guy to ask because I don't listen to current popular music. You know, I haven't for years because if I'm going to listen to something, number one, I want to go as far from where I live as possible. I want it to be a vacation. So I listen to modern classical. I listen to mainstream jazz. Also, if I'm going to listen to something and I get into it, if I start to love it, then it's going to influence me. And I don't want to be influenced by guys that you're influencing everybody else. It's my job, I think, to be influenced by other stuff.
One quick postscript. I guess the song, isn't it Might As Well, that's written about the train ride?
You know,
that's what
I don't
they've
know.
Been saying.
I don't know. I can't say. I actually, that might as well, that line I wrote.
Oh.
And I traded it to Garcia for a chord progression.
Okay. Well, and a song to be named later. The question is, do you think now you have this movie out, that you guys might resurrect that?
Well, we got our best guys on it.
As always, thank you very much.
You bet. Good to see you again.
Bye.